This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome, this is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine. And now I'll begin with Food Network Magazine, copyright 2025, Food Network Magazine Incorporated. This is the April-May 2025 issue. We begin with Make a Toast. What's the next avocado toast? Try one of these. Ricotta toast with scallion pesto. Cook one bunch chopped scallions in salted boiling water for 1 minute. Drain and rinse under cold water. Puree in a food processor with 1/3 cup olive oil, the juice of 1/2 lemon, 2 tablespoons each chopped parsley, grated parmesan, and toasted walnuts, and 1/4 teaspoon each red pepper flakes and kosher salt. Spread on 4 slices toasted sourdough bread and top with ricotta. Drizzle with olive oil and top with lemon zest and pepper. Lemon raspberry toast. Lightly butter 4 slices toasted white bread. Spread with lemon curd and top with dots of clotted cream. Swirl with a knife. Top with raspberries and chopped hazelnuts. Dust with confectioner's sugar. Harissa egg salad toast. Mash 2 hard-boiled eggs in a bowl. Add 1/3 cup hummus and 2 teaspoons harissa and mix to combine. Spread on 4 slices toasted whole grain bread. Drizzle with olive oil and top with chopped mint and cilantro. Tomato cheddar toast. Cook 1 tablespoon tomato paste in 4 tablespoons butter in a skillet over medium heat until dark red. That's 3 to 5 minutes. Season with Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper. Spread on 4 slices toasted white bread. Top with shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Broil until melted and top with thinly sliced scallions. Prosciutto fig toast. Slice 2 4-inch pieces from a baguette and split in half horizontally. Toast the bread, spread with softened butter and then fig preserves. Sprinkle with sea salt. Top with thinly sliced prosciutto. Tex-Mex black bean toast. Mash 3/4 cup canned black beans, drained and rinsed, with 2 tablespoons sour cream. Season with hot sauce. Spread on 4 slices toasted potato bread. Top with shredded smoked cheddar and broil until the cheese melts. Topped with crumbled cooked bacon, sliced jalapenos, and chopped cilantro. It's like nachos in toast form. Strawberry rhubarb toast. Saute 1/2 cup sliced rhubarb in butter until softened. Add 3 tablespoons maple syrup. Mix 2 tablespoons softened butter with 1/2 teaspoon each vanilla and ground cinnamon. Spread on 4 slices challah bread. Then broil until the bread is toasted. Top with rhubarb mixture and sliced strawberries. Dust with confectioner's sugar. French onion toast. Cook 2 sliced onions in 2 tablespoons each butter and olive oil in a skillet over medium-low heat. stirring occasionally until caramelized. About 45 minutes. Season with Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper. Divide among 4 slices toasted white bread. Top with shredded Gruyere cheese. Broil until the cheese melts. Top with chopped chives. Burrata mortadella toast. Puree 4 ounces burrata, 1 cup pea shoots, and 1 tablespoon olive oil in a food processor. Season with salt and pepper. Spread on 4 slices toasted multigrain bread. Top with thinly sliced mortadella, shaved parmesan, and more pea shoots. Blueberry bacon toast. Mix 3 ounces softened cream cheese with 1.5 tablespoons maple syrup. Spread on 4 slices toasted sourdough bread. Top with crumbled cooked bacon and blueberries. Drizzle with more maple syrup. Miso salmon toast. Mash 1 stick softened butter with 1 tablespoon miso paste until evenly combined. Spread on 4 slices toasted pumpernickel bread. Top with smoked salmon, thinly sliced scallions, and smoked sea salt. Nutella banana bacon toast. Spread Nutella on 4 slices toasted pumpernickel bread. Top with sliced bananas and sprinkle with crumbled cooked bacon. Drizzle generously with honey. Crab avocado toast. Toss 3/4 cup lump crab meat, picked through, with a squeeze of lemon juice and 1 tablespoon finely chopped chives. Mash 1 ripe avocado with 1 teaspoon rice vinegar and season with salt and pepper and chipotle hot sauce. Spread on 4 slices toasted whole wheat bread. Top with the crab mixture and season with salt and pepper. Fava bean mint toast. Cook 1 cup shelled fava beans in salted boiling water. 2 minutes. Drain and cool in ice water, then peel. Puree in a food processor with 1/3 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons chopped mint, 2 tablespoons grated pecorino, and 2 teaspoons lemon juice. Season with salt and pepper. Spread on 4 slices toasted olive bread. Top with shaved pecorino, mint, salt, and pepper. Bobby Flay's Spanish Tortilla Omelet. He writes, "The secret here is to fry the potatoes with smoked paprika before adding them to the omelet." And he reminds us to keep the omelets warm in a low oven while you make the rest. Spanish Tortilla Omelet. Active 25 minutes, total 55 minutes, serves 4. Shopping list: Yukon Gold potatoes, kosher salt, unsalted butter, canola oil, pepper, smoked paprika, large eggs, fresh parsley, fresh thyme, piquillo peppers, Manchego cheese, soft goat cheese, and that goat cheese is optional. Once again, 1 pound Yukon Gold potatoes, half peeled, half skin on, and diced small. Kosher salt, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, plus more as needed. 2 tablespoons canola oil, freshly cracked pepper, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 12 large eggs, lightly beaten, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 teaspoon finely chopped fresh thyme, 4 piquillo peppers, drained, patted dry, and sliced, 1 cup coarsely grated Manchego cheese, and 4 ounces of soft goat cheese, and that's optional. Step 1. Bring a small pot of water to a boil over medium heat and add the potatoes. Season the water with salt and cook until a knife inserted into the center of the potato meets some resistance, about 5 minutes. Drain well and put the potatoes onto a baking sheet lined with paper towels. Step 2. Heat the butter and canola oil in a medium cast iron pan over medium-high heat until the butter begins to sizzle. Add the parboiled potatoes, season with salt and pepper to taste, add the smoked paprika, and fry until golden brown. Line the same baking sheet with clean paper towels and transfer the potatoes from the skillet with a slotted spoon to the baking sheet. Step 3. Melt some additional butter in a 6-inch non-stick sauté pan over medium heat. Season the beaten eggs with salt and pepper and the chopped parsley and thyme. Add a quarter of the mixture to the pan and lightly scramble using a fork. Spoon a line along the center of the omelet with some of the piquillo peppers, manchego cheese, and goat cheese if using, and the potatoes. Roll the finished omelet onto a serving platter and repeat with the remaining ingredients. Sunny Anderson's Double Yolk Huevos Rancheros. She writes, I love an accidental double yolk, so if I crack an egg and there's only one, I Franken-yolk it. Double Yolk Huevos Rancheros, active 40 minutes, total 40 minutes, serves 4. Shopping list for the eggs, unsalted butter, and jumbo eggs. For the beans, olive oil, Mexican chorizo, casings removed, Vidalia onions, kosher salt, ground cumin, garlic, refried beans, pickled jalapeno, and pickled jalapeno juice, which is optional. For the huevos rancheros, 6-inch corn tortillas, Monterey Jack, pico de gallo, fresh cilantro, lime, and hot sauce for serving, salt, and pepper. Once again, for the eggs, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter and 8 jumbo eggs. For the beans, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 pound Mexican chorizo, casings removed, 1/2 cup chopped Vidalia onions, kosher salt, a pinch of ground cumin, 1 clove garlic, minced, 1 16-ounce can refried beans, and 6 to 8 pickled jalapeno slices finely chopped, plus pickled jalapeno juice, and that's optional. For the huevos rancheros, 8 6-inch corn tortillas, shredded Monterey Jack, pico de gallo, chopped fresh cilantro, lime wedges, and hot sauce for serving, kosher salt, and freshly cracked pepper. Step 1. Make the eggs. In a large nonstick pan or 2 medium nonstick pans, add the butter and allow it to gently melt over low heat without browning. Tilt and swirl the pan to coat the bottom and the sides. This will help slide the eggs out later. Step 2. Okay, pay close attention. Crack 1 egg into the pan. Separate a 2nd egg over a bowl, leaving the yolk in one side of the shell and the white in the bowl. Take the yolk in the shell and, using the edge of the shell, gently break the thick, clear albumen, egg white, of the egg in the pan and pour the separated yolk right next to the other yolk so they cook at the same time. Repeat this process with the rest of the eggs so you have 4 eggs with 2 yolks each. Reserve the egg whites for another use. Step 3. Cook the eggs over medium-low heat until the whites are cooked through and the yolks are still runny. This takes 8 to 10 minutes, so be patient and work on the other steps. If the eggs finish before the other steps, remove the pans from the heat. Step 4. Meanwhile, make the beans. In a medium pot, add the oil and chorizo and cook over medium heat until the orange fat is rendered. Using a wavy potato masher or wooden spoon to break up the chorizo into bits. Add the onions, a tiny pinch of salt and cumin, and the garlic, and cook stirring them into the chorizo. When the onions are tender, add the refried beans and chopped, pickled jalapenos. Cook until the beans are softened and loose. If they dry up a bit, add a splash of water or a bit of the pickling juice from the jalapenos. Keep warm. Step 5. Char the tortillas. In a large, dry pan, cast iron, please, or griddle, over high heat, add the stack of tortillas. Cook and flip in a way that once the bottom tortilla is charred, it moves to the top of the stack, flipped. Continue to flip and alternate sides until each tortilla has had a date with the bottom of the pan. Step 6. Build your plate. Place an equal amount of the refried beans on each plate. Slightly level them out so that with the back of your spoon. Sprinkle each with an equal amount of cheese and then slide a double yolk sunny side up egg on top. Sprinkle some pico de gallo around the edges. Season each yolk with salt and a crack of black pepper. Sprinkle with cilantro and spritz with lime juice and a shake of hot sauce. Serve each plate with 2 folded charred tortillas. Katie Lee Beagle's Asparagus Spinach Frittata. She writes, I've made this frittata for brunch, of course, but it's also great as breakfast for dinner with a salad and a buttered baguette. And she says, pre-cook your asparagus before adding it to a frittata. Cook for 1 minute in salted boiling water, then cool in ice water. Asparagus Spinach Frittata. Active prep is 35 minutes. Total is 1.5 hours and serves 4 to 6. Shopping list. Unsalted butter. Leeks. Large eggs. Spinach. Asparagus tips. Goat cheese. Fresh basil. Parmesan cheese. Kosher salt. Pepper, cooking spray, breadcrumbs. Once again, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 leeks, white parts only, thinly sliced, 8 large eggs, 2 cups cooked spinach, patted dry, that's about 1 pound, 1 cup blanched asparagus tips, from 1 to 2 bunches. 4 ounces goat cheese, crumbled. 1/2 cup fresh basil leaves sliced into chiffonade, that's thin strips. 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. Cooking spray. And 1/4 cup breadcrumbs. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Melt the butter in a medium skillet over medium heat. Add the leeks and sauté for about 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. Remove from the heat to cool completely. Step 2. Whisk the eggs in a large mixing bowl. Add the sautéed leeks, spinach, asparagus, goat cheese, basil, parmesan, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and mix well. Step 3. Spray a 9-inch non-stick cake pan or springform pan with cooking spray. Add the breadcrumbs and shake to evenly coat the pan. Pour the egg mixture into the pan. Step 4. Bake until set and a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 30 to 35 minutes. Cool in the pan on a rack for 5 minutes. Step 5. Invert the frittata out onto a plate and then flip right side up onto a serving plate, or remove the sides of the springform pan and transfer to a serving plate. Serve warm or at room temperature. Brown butter almond cake with chocolate filling. Active preparation 25 minutes, total 1 hour 15 minutes plus cooling time, and serves 8 to 10. Shopping list, unsalted butter, all-purpose flour, fine almond flour, baking powder, salt, eggs, granulated sugar, pure vanilla extract, buttermilk, semi-sweet chocolate, almond paste, sliced almonds, confectioner's sugar. Once again, 1 stick unsalted butter plus more for the pan. 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour plus more for the pan. 1/2 cup fine almond flour. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 3/4 teaspoon salt. 2 large eggs. 1 cup granulated sugar. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 3/4 cup buttermilk, well shaken. 3 ounces semi-sweet chocolate, finely chopped. 2 ounces almond paste, finely diced, about 1/3 cup. 1/2 cup sliced almonds, and confectioner's sugar for dusting. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Butter an 8-inch round springform pan and dust with flour and tap out the excess. Put the butter in a small skillet over medium-low heat and cook, stirring occasionally until melted and deeply browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl to cool. Step 2. Whisk together both flours, the baking powder, and the salt in a medium bowl. Add the eggs to the cooled butter and whisk until smooth and thick. Whisk in the granulated sugar and vanilla. Whisk in the flour mixture in 3 batches, alternating with the buttermilk, until the batter is smooth. Step 3. Spread half the batter in the prepared pan. Scatter the chocolate and almond paste evenly on top, nearly to the edge, and top with the remaining batter, gently spreading with a rubber spatula. Sprinkle with the sliced almonds in an even layer. Step 4. Bake until the cake is golden brown and springs back when gently pressed, 40 to 50 minutes. Transfer to a rack and let cool 20 minutes. Run a paring knife around the edge of the cake, then remove the springform ring and let cool completely. Dust with confectioner's sugar before serving. Burning Questions. Our experts take on the tough topics by Becca Miller, Earth Day Edition. How bad is it to buy produce out of season? Shopping local and in season is the most eco-friendly option, though it's not always realistic. Just keep in mind that out-of-season fruits and veggies are shipped from afar, so they can be more expensive and less delicious. Consider buying more frozen produce in the off-season. It's packaged at peak freshness, so that's not ideal. Do I need to rinse dishes before I put them in the dishwasher? Save yourself an extra step and save some water, too. Rinsing is actually counterproductive. Dishwasher detergent works better on dirty dishes. Just scrape off any big chunks and make sure your plates and bowls are well separated so that the soap and water can circulate around them. You don't need to rinse dishes. Should I save my frying oil and reuse it? Peanut, vegetable, and canola oils that have stayed below their smoking point, about 400 degrees, can be reused a few times. Let the oil cool completely, then strain it through a paper towel-lined sieve into a clean container and store in the refrigerator. If you fried fish, reuse the oil only for fish dishes. You should consider recycling the oil after using it a few times. Many recycling centers and fire stations accept used oil if it's in a sealed container. So should you save your frying oil and reuse it? Sure. Can I compost proteins at home? No way. Composting fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, and eggshells is a great way to reduce waste, but don't add meat, fish, and dairy to your backyard compost because it can cause bacterial growth and attract pests. Some drop-off and curbside compost programs accept proteins, but it's best to check their rules first. Can I open the oven to check on a cake while baking? Yes, but opening the oven door can cause the temperature inside to drop by 15 degrees or more, which means your cake will take longer to bake and you'll use up more energy. Temperature fluctuations can also cause baked goods to rise unevenly. Wait until the last few minutes of the baking time before you open the door to test for doneness. Is parchment paper reusable? Absolutely. As long as the paper isn't greasy, burnt, or brittle, you can brush it off and use it again, ideally for the same type of food. Parchment isn't recyclable, so reusing it is the most sustainable option. It'll save you money, too. Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.